Here at the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy, we of course always honor and venerate Jesus, the Divine Mercy. And yet, when we pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, we are also praying that Jesus' mercy make reparation and atonement for the sins of the world, including our own. And so we must never forget, Jesus is mercy, but he is also justice. And Jesus saying, I do not judge anyone, he's talking about in his first coming, he does not come to judge us, but to bring us mercy, to redeem the world by his sacrifice on the cross. But as we profess in our creed, we know that Jesus is coming again to be that just judge. You know, he tells St. Faustina, prepare the world for my second coming, for I am coming not as a merciful savior, but as a just judge. Now is the time, she tells us, to walk through that door of mercy, because justice will come in the end. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and so all things will come to light in the end. And so there's two things to keep in mind here then, that justice is a virtue. Justice is good. And as we hear in our first reading, justice is something to be, in a certain sense, celebrated when somebody righteous is exonerated. So we hear how Susanna, in the book of Daniel, how she's unjustly accused of adultery. So two elders had lusted after her and contrived a plot to violate her. And when she didn't give in and called for help, they contrived this story saying that she was with a young man and was committing adultery. But Daniel comes and separates the two and points out that their stories don't match up and that they're lying. And so in the end, they're the ones who receive the punishment they were seeking for her. And so this is something to be celebrated, that justice was served, that Susanna was not unjustly condemned and put to death. So that's one side of things, right? That justice is good, it's a virtue, and we're glad that murder was not committed here. Murder being one of the four sins that cry out to God's justice. Willful murder, sodomy, oppression of the poor, and blanking out on the fourth one. But, I'm blanking out on the fourth one there. But murder being one of those injustices that cry out to God's justice. But on the other hand, we shouldn't get too caught up on seeking justice here and now, because Christ is the just judge, and we trust then that he will bring perfect justice. Now is the time for mercy, not complete justice. And so we can't get too hyper-focused on bringing about justice. Christ will bring justice in the end, but right now we pray for sinners and we do still work for justice, but we don't become so attached to it that it brings us unrest. It should not disturb our peace. You know, this is part of why Jesus says mankind will not have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. And especially when that justice is aimed at us, you know, when we're unjustly accused, If it's something major, then yes, we do have a right to a good reputation, because that affects then the good we can do. You know, nobody's going to trust you. You're not going to be able to do as many good works if your reputation is completely ruined. But on the other hand, if it's just little things, those are opportunities for us to grow in humility. St. Faustina, once when she was a postulant, was told to sit on the kitchen counter because the sister she was working with got upset with her and out of frustration just said, sit on the counter. And later, some other sisters came in and just saw Sister Faustina sitting on the counter doing nothing while other people were working. And they said, you know, what an eccentric, or what a lazy sister. And she's only a postulant, so, you know, she's could easily not even be accepted to the novitiate at this point. And yet, she did not defend herself, because she wasn't as concerned for justice in the moment. She took the opportunity to grow in humility. And she said she almost felt like she would die of shame because of the comments being made. But she knows in the end, Christ is the light, and all things will come to light in the end. There was a French monastery, Cistercian monastery, that for whatever reason, the graveyard, I don't know if the government, it might have been in France, had taken over or was doing something. And so a lot of these Cistercian monks were being exhumed. Their graves were being moved. And they discovered many of them were incorrupt. Who were these monks? Well, the Cistercian monks, when they die, their vow of poverty is so severe that they don't even have their name written on their stone. So nobody even knows who these monks are. And yet, are they concerned? No, because they know all things will come to light in the end. In heaven, we will know who these monks are and the good works that they did, the love that they had, because we will see the treasure that they built up in heaven. When it comes to little things then, it's a great opportunity for us to grow in humility. And one of the things my brother said, reading a book called Humility of Heart, he said something that struck him was how the author points out, think of how many times you get away with things, how many times you should have gotten in trouble for something, or things that people would have thought differently of you if they had seen what you did. So think of how many times you get away with those things and how many times that really still doesn't equal up to the amount of times that you can just grow in humility when unjustly accused or, you know, people's appearance. The appearance of something doesn't match up to what really happened. So it's a good opportunity, like St. Faustina, that you don't always have to go out of your way to explain something, that appearances can be deceiving. That's just something for us then to remember on the flip side, to not judge others. You know, if Jesus is not judging, he says, you judge by appearances. That's important for us to remember. Appearances can be deceiving. And so always give others the benefit of the doubt. Kind of remember the golden rule. Then, in the end, then, that is what we trust, that Christ is the light, and the light conquers the darkness. And we pray then, this is partly why we pray for Christ's second coming, because that is when justice will be brought to fruition. But we then also must pray for the conversion of sinners, for the world to turn to the Lord's mercy, because now is the time for mercy. But Christ will come again as the just judge, and it will be a very daunting day for us, a day of trembling, but it also will be a great day of jubilation, because that is when there will be perfect victory of good over evil, of light over darkness.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.